You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience, right here. What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm excited. It's playoff time, and we're here to talk about it.
That's right. That is right. And I think we just need to jump into this, Trey. Today, we are trying to give you our top fantasy players for your fantasy playoffs that I'm sure you all made if you're watching this video. Best matchups. Let's just get it started, Trey. Let's go with some quarterbacks for your best matchups for the fantasy playoffs. My first quarterback, and this will probably not come to a shock as anybody, but it is Tom Brady. I know Brady has been struggling. Things have been rough for my boy in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over there, but they have a great playoff schedule coming up. Week 15, they got the Bengals. I expect that to be a shootout, Trey. And then they got the Cardinals. So we saw what the Patriots did to the Cardinals last night. I think that's also going to be a great matchup for the Bucs. And then they got the Panthers, the revenge for that blowout from earlier in the season. I think Tom Brady will be great going forward for the fantasy playoffs, Trey. What do you think?
Yeah, man, I like Brady. You know, he's had some rough weeks, but, you know, when it gets to cracking, when it's time for him to crack, he gets in there. You know what I'm saying? So with the Bengals matchup, I think it's going to be a shootout. The Cardinals matchup, I mean, they're so beat up right now. What Colt McCoy is going to be in there. Brady should be able to handle that. Their defense isn't that great. And the Panthers, like I say, I mean, people think the Panthers have some kind of resurgence, but they're still a garbage team.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
But jumping to my quarterback that I think you should run with through the playoffs, it's Jared Goff. Okay, this dude is insane. The amount of offense that the Detroit Lions have been putting up is just incredible. I mean, who would have think that last year if you said that Jared Goff would be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL? Like, nobody would see that coming. They have the Jets in week 15, which, you know, was kind of scary because the Jets defense. But I think if anybody can put up points on the Jets, it's the Lions. I mean, they just throw it deep and go long. And then they have Carolina, which we've already talked about. And then Chicago for the finals of the playoffs. And I think that's a great lineup for Jared Goff and just about any Detroit offense you have out there.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's going to be good for all the Detroit Lions players moving forward. Jared Goff playing outside against the Jets, that scares me a little bit, but he has just been too good. I think he's going to hold it together, and I think that's a great pick, Trey.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Absolutely. Let's go on and move on to a couple running backs. A couple running backs that we think are going to do very well for you in the fantasy playoffs. I'm starting with my guy, Isaiah Pacheco from the Chiefs has become the guy over there, and the Chiefs have a very soft schedule. Let's start it off. Week 15, they got the Texans. We all know the Texans is a dream matchup for anyone. Then they got the Seahawks. That defense gives up a lot of yards. And Denver, which might be a little rougher, but you know what? I like the odds going forward, Trey.
Yeah, I think going back to Denver, I think the game won't be the same as what happened. I wouldn't be surprised if Kansas City just blows them out in the end there. But the Texans and the Seahawks, I mean, those are pretty easy matchups for Kansas City. And I like Pacheco to go ahead and get some garbage time work. You know what I mean? With dominating those teams so much, I think he's going to get more rushes and more yards, and that's going to help you in fantasy. But jumping to my running back that I think you should play in the playoffs, and this is kind of scary. I mean, this dude literally just came off IR. It's J.K. Dobbins. And, you know, like, I didn't even realize that he'd come off IR because they just pulled him so quickly and threw him in the game, and then, bam, he had 120 yards. But I'm really liking the Ravens' running game right now because, I mean, Lamar's out, Huntley's out. They have to run the ball. There's no other option. And they're going to feed J.K. Dobbins until they can't feed him no more. I know you worry about injury and everything like that, but if this dude stays healthy, he's going to put up massive fantasy points. Their matchups down the stretch are the Browns, the Falcons, and the Steelers. All great teams to run against. I really like J.K. Dobbins in the playoffs.
Yeah, I love that call. If he stays healthy, which, you know, I'm pretty sure he's gonna make it through there. I think you're right. Those are great matchups for running backs. And love the call, J.K. Dobbins.
Did you know that the Browns have the worst running back defense over the last 10 years?
Wow, I was not aware of that. Ooh, J.K. Dobbins better get it. Yeah, for sure. But let's move on to a couple wide receivers, Trey. A couple wide receivers that we think can help you on your path to a championship. And I'm going to start with DJ Moore. Now, look, I know he got a little banged up in that game, but it's looking good. He's looking like he's going to play, and he's got some pretty good matchups here. We know him and Sam Darnold have a connection there, and as long as DJ Moore is healthy, I think Sam Darnold's going to get him the ball. And they got the Steelers in Week 15 and moving on to the Lions in Week 16. And then they got the Buccaneers who, I mean, you never know what kind of defense they're going to be on whatever day. So that might be a great matchup. You know what I mean, Trey?
Yeah, very true. I like DJ Moore. If he can get healthy and get back out there and everything works out good, him and Sam Darnold, I mean, they've looked so much better than anybody he has with all year. He's finally got somebody that's going to give him the ball. And we all know DJ Moore's a great athlete. He just has to have a quarterback to get in the ball. And now he's got that. Not saying Sam Darnold's great, but DJ Moore and Sam Darnold is a really good combination for a good playoff run.
Mm-hmm.
But jumping to my wide receiver, I think you should put in for the playoffs. It's Garrett Wilson, baby. The Jets, their playoff schedule is super easy. I mean, easily for defenses anyway. They have Detroit, Jacksonville, and Seattle. I mean, all these guys are going to be – I feel like all three of these games are going to be high offensive, a lot of touchdowns, a lot of yards, a lot of receptions, and Garrett Wilson is the best receiver on the Jets team. And as long as Mike White's out there giving him the ball, I mean, dude's going to go crazy.
Yeah, I agree. The Jets have a great schedule. I would pick up, you know, all the Jets I could get. Bam Knight be a great pickup. Mike White, you know, any Jets that are performing, I think they're going to do great for you in the fantasy playoffs. Garrett Wilson, man, go get him. But that's the wide receivers, Trey. Let's throw a couple tight ends out there to help them get to where they need to be and get that championship ring on their finger. Now I know the next guy here has had a little rough go at it, but I think he's gonna do good going forward, and that's Greg Dulcich. He's got the Cardinals, which we know you can get yards on, and the Rams with you know they have kind of had a resurgence lately, but will that last? And then they got the Chiefs, which you know the Chiefs offense is great, but you can score on that defense, and if Russell Wilson isn't there. Brett Rippin, I mean, he's probably going to be throwing them short passes to his tight end, Trey.
Yeah, Greg Dulcich is a big, huge monster. I mean, he's got hair just like me, so I got to love him. This dude loves to catch the ball and get yards after the catch, which is exactly what you're looking for when you've got like a Rippin or something at quarterback. Even if Wilson's out there, I mean, we already know Wilson loves this dude, and they're going to have connection. The Broncos aren't going to the playoffs. They're not anything special. They're just going to see what they got, and I think they really want to push Dulcich to his limits.
Yeah, for sure.
My tight end that you should play through the playoffs has got to be TJ Hockenson, man. I mean, this dude has been insane. He's a top 10 tight end on the year, and he's got a pretty soft lineup for the playoffs. They're going against the Colts first, then they got the Giants, followed by the Packers. I mean, I really love this lineup. The Vikings, you know, they've really been doing their thing. I know they just kind of got upset. I still think that they have a great playoff run, and they really step it back up. I mean, Jay Jettah can't get 200 yards every game. Hockenson's going to get some work.
Yeah, TJ Hockenson finding a home over there on the Vikings. I love to see that. I think he fits in great with the scheme, and I think they're going to get him the ball right when you need him to. That's a great ad, Trey. But let's jump to a couple defenses that can help get you where you need to be. My defense is going to be the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens defense has been fantastic the last six games or so. They have really stepped up. You know, I don't know if this goes back to the days, the old days when they were just an amazing defense. But every time I think Baltimore Ravens defense, I think elite and scare the crap out of me. They didn't start off the year in 2022 that way. However, in the last six games, they have really stepped it up. So the games they got moving forward, they've got the Browns, Deshaun Watson trying to get things together. He is throwing picks over there, so maybe the Ravens get a couple. The Falcons, Desmond Ridder, going to have a rookie quarterback in there just trying to see what he's got. And then they got the Steelers. So the Ravens defense can really help you out during the fantasy playoffs. I think you need a grab.
Yeah, you know, I'm quoted in our preseason episode saying that I think the Ravens defense carry Lamar to make him look so good. Mm-hmm. And I think that that'll continue throughout the playoffs. I mean, this team, when they're healthy, their defense is immaculate, and they're going to need it with Lamar out of the game. I like the Ravens a lot. But my defense that you need to play throughout your playoffs, and I am also playing throughout the playoffs, is the Kansas City Chiefs, baby. They got a super great lineup in the playoffs, starting off with the Texans. You know, I don't think they're like Dallas. I think that they will put it on the Texans like everybody expects. And then followed by the Seahawks, who have really kind of died out a little bit. But, you know, I still think it'll be a great matchup, but I think the Chiefs will really put it on, Geno and them. And then Denver, you know, the Chiefs just put up 28 points against Denver. Whether it's Russell or Rippon, I think that it'll be a great matchup for Kansas City.
Yeah, like I said earlier, get you Chiefs, line you up some Chiefs for the fantasy playoffs. We already know Mahomes is going to be great. Isaiah Pacheco, like I said earlier, but that defense is really going to do big things, and I think they're going to do great and help you out, Trey.
I like it.
But let's go to some kickers. You know you need a kicker to get you where you need to be. Kicker I got going in is Graham Gano. And that's because the Giants' schedule is also pretty decent for the fantasy playoffs. Week 15, they got the Commanders. That's a rematch. They tied last time they played. Graham Gano going to be kicking some bombs over there for sure. He's a good kicker anyway. But then they got the Vikings coming up. And the Vikings, you know, they whoever they show up to be that day is who they're going to be. They seem to only play well in the last 30 seconds. They seem to get a pick and knock it off. But then they got the Colts. So I think Graham Gano can help you out in the kicker area, Trey.
Yeah, I like Graham Gano. My kicker that I like throughout the playoffs, and I went a little different with this, is Jason Myers. And the Seahawks have a terrible lineup for the fantasy for against great defenses. And that's what I like about the kicker, because I want a bunch of field goals. I don't want extra points. I want field goals. Mm-hmm. And that's really all I think Seattle's going to be able to score, with the Niners followed by the Chiefs followed by the Jets. They're going to need Jason Myers to put any points on the board, and I like him in those matchups.
Absolutely. Jason Myers, he's been one of the better kickers this year, and I think he's going to do good during the playoffs. Makes perfect sense, Trey. I love it. I love it. And that's some players that are going to help you out during the fantasy playoffs, guys. I wish you all great luck, and I hope you all win. But, guys, I want to remind you that next week on December 23rd, we are giving away another Manscaped Performance Package valued at $130 to one lucky subscriber and commenter, guys. That's our Starts in Six episode on December 23rd. And don't forget that we still got that Aaron Jones jersey that some lucky commenter and subscriber will be getting soon. Guys, as always, you can join our Patreon. We've officially launched it, and you're automatically going to be entered. And we're not just going to put you on the wheel once. Depending on what level you get, we're going to put you on the wheel up to 25 times. You can be on that wheel. That is pretty good odds, Trey, don't you think?
Yeah, no doubt. You guys need to check out our Patreon for sure so you don't miss any of our giveaways. Also, make sure you hit the notification bell so that way you're there when the Starts and Sit show comes on and we give away that Manscaped package. And also when we give away the Aaron Jones jersey, you need to be there and be ready because that's how you win it. And with that notification bell, it'll let you know, bam, 4th and Flex is live, baby, and you need to come flex with us.
That's right. That's right. Come flex with the boys over here. You heard Trey. Turn the notification bell on. That way you can get in there. Be the first to type, I win.
There you go.
And guys, again, December 23rd, we're giving off some Manscaped stuff, and your balls will thank you. But that's the show today, guys. Thank you very much for watching, and we are going to see you on the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.